The new data about seafood harvesting jobs in the state was published in the November edition of Alaska Economic Trends. One of the co-authors of the article is Josh Warren. He's an economist with the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development. Warren admits that it's difficult to get a firm grasp of how many fishing jobs actually exist in Alaska.
All the other wage and salary jobs in the state are because of UI tax reported. So I know for pretty much every other occupation in the state, I know most of their information, like what occupation they're doing and where they're doing it and how much they're earning, things like that. Where with seafood harvesting, the only real information we have about who's working is the permit holders. We have a decent amount of information about, but for the crew, all we know is if they have a crew license. We don't know where they fished or even if they fished.
Since data about fishing jobs is so difficult to get, Warren and the other researchers working on the project had to use the results of surveys sent to active permit holders to get data about Alaska's seafood harvesters. They then used those survey results to make some assumptions about the harvesting sector. Warren notes that salmon fishermen make up a majority of the seafood harvesters in Alaska.
Salmon is definitely, by and large, the most of the share. They have over 55% of the jobs in seafood harvesting are salmon. And a large portion of that is from your region, from the Bristol Bay sockeye fisheries. Southeast also has a large amount of salmon, and some of the other regions too. But if you look at it by value, groundfish and those kind of fisheries dominate those, and it's just because of the sheer poundage that they land.
Last year, there were on average about 4.5 thousand salmon harvesting jobs in Alaska when the data is spread out to produce a monthly average. 15% of the seafood harvesting jobs were in the groundfish fisheries, 12% were focused on catching halibut. The Department of Labor confirms that 57% of the harvesting jobs statewide last year took place during the months of June, July, and August, which confirms the highly seasonal nature of the fishing business. The data included in the article shows that in July of last year, there were over 24.7 thousand seafood harvesting jobs in Alaska, with an average of over 20,000 in June and August. When the data is used to produce a monthly average, it shows that last year there were over 8.1 thousand monthly fishing jobs in Alaska, which Warren confirms is up from the monthly average numbers put together for 2007 through 2011.
I think some of that wind up being from the every year doing the survey and so getting either better data or people are actually hiring more crew to fish their permits. There might be some aspects of having increased fishermen, but so many of the fisheries are limited in that fashion that it seems hard to see that. One of the other causes that might lead to it, which I think winds up being one of the bigger ones, just looking at all the like really micro-level data, is that some of the fisheries are having employment in like one extra month than they normally would. And that can, if they're employed for just one day in an extra month, then that can spike the average.
According to the article about seafood harvesting jobs, of the 31.8 thousand people who fished commercially last year in Alaska, about 22 thousand were crew members. About 9.8 thousand were actual permit holders. Warren notes that the Department of Labor has been trying to gather additional information about the scope of crew jobs in Alaska.
One of the main critiques of our articles in the past have been that we're understating the employment for the fisheries because we don't have any real information on the prep and cleanup. And that's been simply because, as we mentioned, it's not reported, and the way we get the harvesting information is looking at the landings reported, but they don't talk about how long they've been getting ready to make that very first landing or how much they have to work after the last landing. So we did, on the same survey, we had one section that was asking about how many crew you used to fish your permit, and then we had another section asking, like, where you worked to get ready to fish your permit.
In the article, Warren wrote that the prep and cleanup work on the edges of the fishing seasons generated an additional monthly average of about 385 jobs. The data about seafood harvesting jobs shows that about 86% of the jobs were held by men. 85% of permit holders are men, and last year about 88% of the crew members were men. The average age of crewmen is 34 years old. The average age of permit holders is 47 years old. Closer look at the monthly average numbers shows over 1.3 thousand fishing jobs in Bristol Bay, 1.6 thousand in the Aleutians and Pribilof Islands, and 881 in Kodiak. The monthly average number for Southeast is nearly 2.3 thousand, and for South Central Alaska, it's 1.4 thousand fishing jobs. Those numbers basically represent the total number of fishing jobs, which are usually seasonal, averaged out over a 12-month time span. Since most fishing jobs are seasonal, that often means that participants hold other jobs. The article notes that about 30% of permit holders and 27% of crew had jobs that were reported last year, with earnings of over $191 million. Turns out that about 80% of the harvesters who worked a regular job last year were salmon harvesters. Nearly three-quarters of all the permit holders in the YK Delta held a second job last year, while just 27% of Bristol Bay permit holders had another reportable job. The data indicates that the most common type of other job for both permit holders and crew last year was construction. Fishermen also held food processing, maintenance, moving, and retail jobs. You can find the data about seafood harvesting jobs in Alaska in the November edition of Alaska Economic Trends. It can be found on the website of the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.